Our Lord hath blessed thee in his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to nothing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. During this year's Girls' Camp, we will hear thrilling stories from the pages of the Bible, when God made women the heroic defenders of faith and liberators of his chosen people. Already Moses was saved when he was a baby from the waters of the Nile by the watchful love of his big sister, whose name was Mary. Big sister Mary also continued to be her little brother's guardian in the court of the king. With Moses then, when he was set to liberate his people, was joined the name Mary, who was the deliverer of her little brother. Later on, there came other great women of God, including Rahab and Jael, of whom you hear more in the following days. Today, at the start of our camp, we have the votive mass of the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this mass has as its epistle a lesson from the book of Judith. Next to Our Lady's shrine there, you can see the image of Judith and her servant. And the purpose of this book is to show, through the story of Judith, how the help of God is always available to his faithful, as long as they continue to pledge themselves to God's service. As Our Lady stood faithful at the foot of the cross, every Catholic girl is called to stay faithful to the true religion of Jesus, no matter how great the obstacles of life seem. Like Saint Joan of Arc, Judith also stood faithful and endangered her own life in order to save the honor of her countrymen and the independence of her own nation. The times back then were hard to her land of Judah in Palestine, where God's chosen people were living. The story of Judith happened about the year 690 before Christ's birth, and during that time the people of God were forgetting their Father and Creator and started to worship idols. So God got very angry to them, and the vast pagan country named Assyria attacked the small nation of Judah. The king of Assyria sent there a mighty man named Holofernes, who was the general-in-chief of the Assyrian army. He arrived to conquer the kingdom of Judah, whose king Manasses was then only a boy. And Holofernes had success in his war efforts. He conquered all the cities and strongholds of the small country of Judah, and he also treated them with horrible cruelty. Finally, he arrived to siege a city named Bethulia and cut its water supplies. The water having been cut, situation seemed hopeless. The citizens of Bethulia were so much in panic that the elders of the city decided that if the help does not come in 5 days, they will surrender their city to Holofernes. In the meantime, they did penance from their idolatry. They prayed very hard to God and threw ashes on their heads. In Bethulia, there lived a woman named Judith. She was a widow who was very beautiful and very rich and lived in her own house. She was then about 36 years of age, and many powerful men wanted to marry her. But she wanted to remain a widow and spent her days in prayer and fasting. Despite her wealth, she took only one meal a day in the evening and wore a hair cloth, which is a rough garment worn under the other clothes, for the purpose of doing penance. Judith was deeply touched because of the distress of her people. But when she heard that the elders were planning to surrender to Holofernes, she went to see them and said, "What is this word to yield the city to the Assyrians, if within 5 days there come no aid to us? And what are you that tempt our Lord? You have set a time for the mercy of our Lord, and according to your pleasure you have appointed him a day. But because our Lord is patient, let us be patient for this same thing, and shedding tears, let us desire his pardon. For not as man so will God threaten, neither as the Son of Man will he be inflamed to anger. And therefore let us not revenge ourselves for these things which we suffer, but reputing these very punishments to be the scourges of our Lord, let us think them to have chanced to our amendment, and not to our destruction." The elders were deeply impressed by the noble words of Judith, and they begged her to pray for the people of Judah. So Judith did so, and retired to seclusion, begging God to spare her people. And while she prayed, God inspired her with a plan what she should do. Judith put away her haircloth and put on her richest and most beautiful clothes. She put on the finest perfume, braided her hair, and adorned herself with bracelets and rings. She had already been beautiful, but now God even increased her beauty, because all her dressing up did not come from vanity. After all this decoration, Judith took her maid with her and left her house to go to the camp of Holofernes. When she arrived, Holofernes thought that she had fled from her own people, wanting to escape the definite destruction. He was also struck by Judith's beauty, and so he followed her and so he allowed her to come and go as she pleased. On the fourth day, Holofernes gave a big feast to the officers of his army, celebrating the coming surrender of Bethulia. In the feast, Holofernes and his soldiers drank too much wine and passed out. Judith then saw that now God had offered her the chance she had wanted. She prayed, "Confirm me, O Lord, God of Israel, and in this hour have respect to the works of my hands, that as thou hast promised, thou mayest advance Jerusalem, thy city, and I may bring to pass that which I believing, that it may be done by thee, have purposed." Judith knew that the Assyrians had already conquered several places, and if the strong fortress of Bethulia had fallen, the way to Jerusalem and to God's holy temple would be open to this cruel general. She then sneaked quietly to the tent of Holofernes. She took his sword, which hung from a pillar nearby, raised it high, and cut off the head of evil Holofernes. After that, Judith gave the head to her maid, who had waited outside, and she hid it in her purse. Judith then sneaked out of the camp and returned with her maid to Bethulia. There she assembled all the people together who were dread of the rising day when they would have to surrender to the evil Assyrians. Judith posted herself in front of them and then slowly and solemnly showed them the head of Holofernes. The whole city and the elders bursted to praise God and praise Judith, who had done such a courageous deed. Shouting with joy and praising God, the people of Bethulia rushed to the camp of the Assyrians. When the Assyrian soldiers discovered the headless body of their once mighty general, they panicked. They fled out to the camp, shouting that Holofernes had been killed. The panic spread, and when the people of Bethulia arrived, they merely needed to complete the work of Judith and take possession of the Assyrian camp. Then all the people, turning to Judith, sang a song of praise to her. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou the joy of Israel, thou the honor of our people. The feasting of this great victory lasted for 3 months. Judith became famous and respected throughout the nation. She died at the age of 105 years and was mourned by all the people. Dear girls, in the history of Judith, God once again showed great mercy to his people. Judith was a true hero of her nation because by living simple and God-fearing life, she was chosen to be her people's liberator. I want to point out to you especially her virtue in Mary-like modesty. You girls probably will not end up imitating Judith by cutting the head of an evil general, but you should learn from her how to dress properly in the service of God and how to fight against sin and evil. Unfortunately, our world is a very sin-filled world. It's of course nothing new that people are sinning. People have been sinning since the fall. The Israelites of Judith age committed a terrible sin of idolatry. If you remember Bishop Dolan's sermon from Sunday, the South American Indians committed terrible and bloody human sacrifices. In the 19th century, the Pope was forced to escape from Rome, hunted by the evil revolutionary soldiers. No, it is rather the people's response to the sin, which is the great problem of our age. Modern people have this funny idea that men have liberty to do whatever they want, even if it goes against the commandments of God. You girls are Catholics and Christians, and you have to stand courageously in this world like Judith, praying for the people to convert. Judith chided her own nation because it would not trust God's protection, and heroically she delivered it by bravely conquering the enemy. The heroic missionaries of the Catholic Church delivered the poor Indian people from their blood and gore sacrifices and restored their human value by instituting the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in South America. In thanksgiving for getting the city of Rome back as the capital of the Church, the Pope instituted the Feast of the Precious Blood to show that the only shedding of blood which can bring redemption to the sinful mankind took place on the Holy Cross of Calvary. To combat heroically the evils of this world, you must take care that you look like a Catholic girl. God was so pleased to Judith because she led a quiet, modest, and penitential life, and so you must do the same. You could know the Bible and your religion inside out, but it's your appearance which the world sees, and it's your appearance by which the world judges you. When you go outside your home, examine your appearance. Is it sensual or careless? Do you, by your clothing and appearance, give glory to your Father in heaven, or do you rather want to attract the attention to yourself? Nobody who meets you should ever be surprised that when they find out that you are a Catholic. A true Catholic and Christian girl always dresses modestly, being very careful not to show herself too much and to draw people's attention to her. When you grow up a little, you will also hear the world to speak lots about women's rights and equality between men and women. But the sad truth is that we live in the world which despises women and girls. Movies, magazines, and the internet are not anymore an entertainment. They are an industry targeting mostly to make women and girls slaves of the world instead of being the beauty of their home. Don't try to imitate the so-called stars you might see in TV. Instead, you should always, when thinking how to look and dress, remember the old saying, if it's not for sale, don't advertise it. Never put neither your body nor your soul into sale, because the only people who are willing to buy are men of the world, like Holofernes. He would not have listened anything about true and just God if Judith had not decorated her body and forced him to listen. And you heard what was the end of him. In his life, he was like modern movie stars and singers, treated almost like a god by his soldiers. But one morning, his servant panicking shouted to his soldiers, "One Hebrew woman hath made confusion in the house of the king, for behold, Holofernes lieth upon the ground, and his head is not upon him." Dear girls, Judith was willing to sacrifice herself for her countrymen out of love for God and his holy law. She is a true star because she was truly to her nation what the star of the sea, the Blessed Virgin Mary, is for the whole mankind. In the offertory of this Mass we pray, "Be mindful, O Virgin Mother of God, when thou standest in the sight of the Lord, to speak good things for us and to turn away his anger from us." The whole mankind should recommend itself to Our Lady's protection, as the people of Bethulia recommended themselves to the intercession of Judith. Unfortunately, most people neglect to do that, so you girls who are Catholics, you should even more recommend yourself to heroes of God, the saints, that you, on account of their prayers, would have great power with God. Each day direct all your doings to greater glory of God, for this is a great way to chop off the head of pride and obtain heroic virtue in the sight of God. God bless you. In the name of the